The British alternative rock band The Cure has been together for 25 years now. The group reached the height of its success in the early 90s with its wailing, banshee-like singer, Robert Smith. After falling out of the limelight in the last decade, The Cure is enjoying a revival. Michel Jolet has this review of their new album. Go
if you want to. Ah, The Cure. How is it possible that The Cure are still making albums? Isn't The Cure a teenage memory like acne or your first kiss or Molly Ringwald? The feeling those of us in the younger generation, call it X or Y or Pepsi or short attention span, get when listening to The Cure is probably rather similar to how baby boomers must feel when they hear a Rolling Stones song on the radio while driving their kids to college. How am I an adult now and these guys are still making music? The Cure was a deranged dream, a poster on the wall of a man in lipstick with a black rat nest hairdo staring down at us while we scribbled the lyrics to the song Just Like Heaven on the back of some ratty notebook. God, how did we get older? The significance of the new Cure album has nothing to do with critical response or radio airplay, and everything to do with timing. To put it plainly, The Cure are back in fashion. Not because they've done anything new, their last album, Bloodflowers, was a smashing failure, but simply because so many of the new bands assaulting the rock charts were inspired by The Cure. Collectively, those bands are called the New Rock Revolution or the Garage Revival, but it basically means that pop rock is beginning to not suck again. Which isn't to say that the self-titled new Cure album is great. It's not. In fact, you're probably better off sticking with the new progeny bands like Hot Hot Heat or Interpol or Bright Eyes. Still, if wailing pathos is your cup of tea, then this album strikes pay dirt. It screams, it cries, it questions, it pounds along demonically at times, with Smith ever the avatar of cathartic rage. Okay, so the guy could use a hug, but that's why we love him.
The album is called The Cure by The Cure. Our reviewer, Michel Jolet, is the managing editor of the music magazine, Filter.